Blog Talk Radio.
Ninth inning, and congratulations to everybody who
took advantage of that free play. How do you do that? Well, it's simple. You either visit the website at sportswagers-selections.com or follow us on Twitter at Eddie the Hat Wins. We'll get that out to you each and every day, the free play. And it is either tweeted to your home office, handheld, however you want to get it, and we'll get that out to you and hopefully put a little bit of extra cash in your bankroll. And then you can step up and play with the big boys because we are figuring to have a great college football season. All right, let's go ahead and kick off the show here with Boppy's usual segment of who's hot and who's not.
Well, thank you. I think sometimes I feel like we're in the middle of some sort of a strange little time warp where we're repeating ourselves again and again and again. But we're going to start with pitchers, mainly Max Scherzer, Kyle Hendricks, and Lester. It's just amazing how often we use the same names to the same teams for who's and it explains a little bit why the Cubs look like they're in line right here. Again, Max Scherzer just seems to be one of the best pitchers and most consistent pitchers in baseball. For who's not, who's cold? Boy, it's just like it's harder to imagine anybody. D. Gordon, he's got a 120 average over the last week and a half. Homers, one RBI, nothing to show for it. And then another guy, another ex-Dodger, James Loney, who looks like he is really, really sliding south. His last seven games, no homers, no RBIs, no stolen bases. You know, nothing to show for his team, batting just 174. It's hard to imagine getting much worse. And then a guy that I really liked this year, who started out looking like a rookie of the year, Michael Franco. His last seven games is 103 for batting average, no homers, no RBIs, no stolen bases. So, but you know, rookies often have those little times where they need to readjust to what the pitchers are doing, and Franco's in that one of those down cycles right now. Although his season average has now dipped all the way down to 244. Go ahead, Ed.
I want to contribute to your who's not hot list.
Go right ahead.
May I do that?
Go ahead.
Can I climb on the soapbox real quick and say that I am utterly amused with the fact that the Atlanta Braves are even considering signing Tim Tebow.
Oh.
What? Tim
yeah.
Tebow? Has this franchise slidden that bad that they're actually considering offering this guy a minor league contract, or is this a publicity stunt, do you think?
Well, I think it's the same scout that signed Michael Jordan when he was about the same age just to begin a minor league career. I don't know. You know, you saw, what was it one scout said? You know, the only thing longer than Tim Tebow's swings was the lines at Star Wars when it came out. You know, he really doesn't have the kind of natural things that you look for in somebody that, like, well, you got to give him a shot. You know, it's not like he's coming out of Cuba, 29 years old, and he's major league ready. No, if he came out, he would be a rookie league guy as a project in maybe 3 years. Now 32, 33. Nah, it's really
it's ridiculous.
He hasn't played baseball since his junior year in high school. It's difficult enough when you're coming up a young player and you're playing year-round, where they now play year-round. They play in fall leagues. This kid hasn't played since junior in high school. He's got zero chance to make the major leagues.
No, he hasn't played since Jesus wore short pants.
Yeah.
And, you know, it's an embarrassment to him and to the – well, all right, I'm not going to say it's, you know, it's an embarrassment to him because, hey, why not? If there's somebody stupid enough that wants to ink you to a deal and give the kid – I mean, what is the Honda, what's the minimum on the Major League?
$500,000.
Okay. Well, you know, if somebody's dumb enough to call me up and say, hey, Hat, we want you to play for us and go down to the minors, and we're going to pay you $500,000 to do that.
But that's only on a Major League contract. I mean, the minor leaguers don't make $500,000.
Yeah, but, I mean, if they bring this guy up, I mean, you know, good God. All right, enough, because, you know, I've never liked that guy. I got to recluse myself before I get into trouble here, but it's just a joke, an absolute joke. Ted Turner must be rolling over in his grave, wherever he's at, because this one-time classy franchise resorting to this, it's absolutely pathetic. So, anyway, you know what I – and what were my feelings on Puig when he signed the deal with the Dodgers?
Well, Puig had more of a chance than this guy.
Yeah, but I said Puig was a cancer and didn't deserve to be up here, and he's, you know, been bouncing around. He's got a horrendous attitude, and I don't know. I've seen enough of Tim Tebow, and if I see him playing professional ball dressed in any uniform, I'm going to be vomiting. And it won't be because I've had too many martinis. Anyway, FYI. Okay, gentlemen, let's, Bobby, are you done with your who's hot and who's not?
We're ready to move on.
All right, let's go ahead and fast forward, to the show. We talked about Bobby's who's hot, who's not, and of course who we had yesterday with our free plays, and you know how to get them. So let's move on and let everybody know that as soon as we get back from our break, we're going to have a special guest on with us who's going to go over the second race today at Del Mar. And his name is Greg Willard. And, Greg, why don't you go ahead and say hi to everybody real quick.
Hey, how's it going? Good morning. Here's a wonderful card over at Del Mar today. I'm pretty excited about
That's right. That's right. And, folks, I'm sure everybody knows that there is plenty of racing this weekend. Let me remind everybody that we have a special Monday card closing day, and then we sneak down to Los Al for 12 days, and then we're back at Santa Anita, the great race place, for their upcoming meet. So lots going on. Hondo, do you like anybody today out at Santa Anita or Del Mar?
Del Mar, yeah, I like a horse in the third race quite a bit.
Okay.
It's trained by Jerry Hollendorfer, who by his standards has not had a very good meet. He's only winning, I think, at 8%. So he's had kind of a slow Del Mar meeting. But there's a horse named Crusher running in the third race. Jerry brings him from up north. This horse has been running mostly on synthetics and on the turf a lot. 23 of his races have been either on turf or synthetic. And he's a better horse on dirt. He's won 4 out of 13 on the dirt, 3 seconds and a third. He's switching from turf to the Del Mar main track today. He's got Martin Garcia on him, who has had some success riding for Jerry. And he's dropping from a low-level allowance at Golden Gate to a 32,000 claimer today at Del Mar. And I think he's going to be closing in the stretch. He's a come-from-behind horse, and I think he's going to make his presence felt in that third race. And I like him a lot, and I think you might get enough odds on him where you can play him across the board.
Okay, and that's the third race, number 5, Crusher. and a nice 12-1 on the morning line. Honda, we like a horse a little bit different. Here, number 8 is our play of the day, and that is Tiente Cornell. Probably butchered the pronunciation of this guy, but number 8, Tiente Cornell, and that's our suggested play. A couple of bucks to win in place on this guy. If you're heading out to the track and want to pick up the phone, call your neighborhood friend, the guy that you meet behind the Albertsons at midnight on Tuesday or at the bowling alley once or twice a week. Number 8, Tiente Cornell. All right, we're going to take our first and only timeout. When we come back, we're going to have Boppy's play. Boppy, where are you going to take us, baseball or college football?
College football.
College football, all right. So, folks, go ahead and get your spreadsheets out, and we're going to give you some plays. And when we come back, we'll have our guest handicapper is going to give out his second, or his, the second race, rather, out at Del Mar. So this is your cue, folks. Go refresh your beverage of choice. And when we come back, we'll have the second half of Keeping Score with Boppy.
Less conversation, a little more action, please. All this aggravation ain't satisfaction in me. A little more bite, a little less bark. A little less fight, a little more spark. Close your mouth and open up your heart, and baby, satisfy me. Satisfy me, baby. Baby, close your eyes and listen to the music. Dig to the summer breeze. It's a groovy night and I can show you how to use it. To come along with me and put your mind at ease. Hey! Less conversation, a little more action. All this aggravation ain't satisfaction in me. A little more bite, a little less spark. A little less bite, a little more spark. Close your mouth and open up your heart. And maybe satisfy me. Satisfy me, baby. Come on, baby, I'm tired of talking. Grab your coat and let's start walking.
All right, sports fans, thank you. We're back with the second half of Keeping Score with Boppy. And now it's time, folks. And, Boppy, my hat is off to you. You had a nice winner Thursday night with South Carolina winning. And you were plus 3.5. They won the game outright. So, congrats.
Hey, thank you very much. That was a nice comeback for them, and it shows that Vanderbilt is just one of those programs where you can't ever count on them. This was supposed to be a big year for Vanderbilt, and they still look like they're another bottom feeder in the SEC. So anyway,
all right. And who do you like? Let's go ahead and cue you up. And who do you like? Who do you like today?
Well, this is a game where I think this is one of those early season matchups where I think Sagarin's got it right and the bettors have got it wrong. You've got Ole Miss at Florida State, and according to the Sagarin formula and his rankings, then Ole Miss should be, you know, favored by one, and then the betting on the line is you get Mississippi plus 5 points. I think this is a steal. Take Ole Miss and the 5 points, and I actually think that Ole Miss is going to win this game, and we'll see. Anyway, Ole Miss and 5.5 points.
Well, Boppy, isn't it tough to get a read on the Sagarin ratings before anybody's played, though? Usually he bases his ratings on, as the season goes on, who's played who, and that
right.
kind of stuff. And it's kind of a hard to get a read right now on Sagarin.
Well, it would be. I think that's a great caution, because the later you are in the season, the more right Sagarin always is. I think he's right this time. that Ole Miss is a little bit better team than Florida State, and you've got to, for whatever the betting or whatever, Florida State is favored by 5. They got a 5-point margin, and I think Ole Miss actually should be just like maybe at worst a 1-point dog, but I think they're probably should be a 1-point favorite. So I
what do you like
five,
about
all right.
What do you like about Ole Miss this year?
I like their defense, and I like the fact that they have an SEC offensive line, and they've got great speed. I think they've got speed to match Florida State's team speed, which is usually off the charts good. But I think SEC's got the offensive line and the defense that matches them, and their skill positions. I think they're just reloading the quarterback. They're going to be very, very good, and they're going to be a threat in the SEC this year as well.
All right, so Bobby here is going with Florida, Mississippi State, Ole Miss?
Mississippi.
Ole Miss.
Mississippi, okay, all right. And all right, so that will be Bobby's play. And Honda, what game is that? I'm having trouble finding that on the
number?
Yeah.
Let me see if I can. I'm trying to find it here for you. Mississippi.
I believe it might be a Monday night game.
Oh, wait a minute. That might be your Monday game.
That's right. Bobby, you threw me a curveball, buddy, and I swung and missed.
Yeah, it's 211 and 212.
Okay, all right. And what's the line on that?
My betting site here, you got Mississippi plus 5.
Okay. So Bobby here is suggesting a play. Take to 5 points and Mississippi. So good luck if you want to partake in that play. All right. I am going to go with Major League Baseball here, folks, and I'm going to go with 971-972. The White Sox are being hosted in this game by the Twins, or as I like to call them, the Twinkies. This is not a real delightful game, but the run line is 10. And that's a big number to bite off, but I think that this game is going to be a track meet as far as scoring goes. Both pitchers are heading in the wrong direction. Their last 5 starts, and I think that we're going to go over the 10 here. So the hat suggests on the play here, 971-972, the White Sox at the Twins, and we're going to go with the over 10 on the run line. And if you wish to partake in those sports plays, good luck to you, and we hope that you're able to cash on those. All right, Mr. Willard has been very patient, and I know he wants to dive in and give a little bit of an analysis here on the second race today at Del Mar. And, Greg, it's your turn. Go ahead, step up to the mic, and tell us who you have in the second race.
All right, in the second race at Del Mar, 6.5 furlong starter allowance. The horse I really like in here is the 5, coming off a win over at Del Mar on August 11th. Joe Talamo rides for Ron Ellis. And last time, I mean, he closed impressively. So coming off a win, I mean, I think he's going to go for 2 in a row. Another horse I liked in here that is cutting back in distance is the 7, Seattle Boom. He gets Maldonado back, and I think he'll be on the front. So for me, the play for race 2 at Del Mar is going to be a 5-7 exact box.
Okay. So at Del Mar, Greg is going to go with a 5-7 exact box, and I'm presuming that you also suggest a win bet on the 5?
Correct.
Okay. So if you're going out to the track or, again, want to pick up the phone, you're going to want to go with a special story in the second race today with a win bet and then come back and use the 5 and the 7, Seattle Boom, in an exacta box. And, okay, good luck. And Greg is going to be with us on Saturdays giving a quick analysis with the thoroughbreds. And, of course, we're still going to have our free pro plays. So don't fret, folks. We're giving you lots of free information on the show here. So don't hesitate to get down and take advantage of this. All right, gentlemen, we got about 5 minutes left. Let's go ahead and open it up for discussion. Greg, feel free to chime in if you have any opinions on anything. And just real quick, folks, Greg is more of a horse racing specialist, handicapper, and so he is going to be helping us again with the horse racing aspect of our show on Saturday. And all right, football today, guys. I don't know what everybody else's feeling is, but I am really looking forward to seeing number one Alabama play USC today. That seems to be the premier game on the card. There's some other good football action. And Sunday and Monday, we have some special college football games too. So, but guys, what's your feeling on the college football today?
If you read the LA Times story earlier this week on Alabama, I don't even know why we're playing the college football season, because Alabama, according to this story, has just got an all-world player at every position. And I've always, by nature, I've always been a contrarian. When I buy my stocks, I usually like to buy beat-up companies that I know are going to come back and rebound. And I think USC and 11.5 points in this game is a great bet. That's way too many points when you've got playmakers like Adoree Jackson at cornerback for the Trojans. You got Juju Smith-Schuster at wide receiver. I think Alabama's going to find themselves that they're in a football game today.
Well, I got news for you, Hondo, and you're really going to like it when I tell you that that line has inched up to 12.
Well, yeah, I think
Vegas.
I think 12 points is a gift, and they're part of my parlay, my weekend parlay that I started off last night with Stanford, and I've got the Trojans and plus 11.5 when I bet them, and then I have UCLA plus 3 over Texas A&M. So I love the Trojans and the 12 points.
Remember, folks, what I have said long and hard. Boppy will concur, I'm sure, with this. The first couple of weeks in college football finds the public hammering, running, crawling in a drunken stupor in a however you want to say it, crawling, you know, just running to the windows, betting on the number one team,
yeah.
Not knowing any better. They're in Vegas for the weekend. Half of them don't even know that college football has started today, and all they see is number one Alabama. They're favored. Oh, you know, therefore this is a good bet. So. I kind of am in the same boat here as Hondo. Boppy, what do you think of that game? I mean, do you have the same feelings?
Well, I think SC is seriously undervalued by the bettors right now. But what the game that I'm really – two games I'm looking forward to besides my alma mater, the game I'm looking at is Oklahoma versus Houston. I think this is the biggest game for a non-Power 5 team this year. And if they win, because of the season they had last year, they really do try to push themselves into the conversation about the playoffs and the six bowl games. And I think that rightfully so. But they have to win. So this is a big, big game for Houston, which is trying to get into the Big 12. So this is their best shot. Competitively and otherwise to make their case. So I really like that game kicks off in 30 minutes.
Okay. All right. Well, Greg, thank you for joining us. Thank you for being patient, and we look forward to having you every week with your horse racing insight.
Sounds good. Thanks for having me.
And Hondo, thank you for your contributions this morning.
All right. Good luck, everybody.
And Boppy, go ahead and say it.
Be safe, be careful, and God bless. We'll see you all next week, Lord willing.
All right, folks, thank you for tuning in. We will be back same time, same place next Saturday, 8 a.m. to 8:30 a.m. Pacific. Until then, we wish you luck, and we hope to see you often in the cashier's line. Talk to you next week.